Back here in Edmonton, 5-0. The Kings win it. With the win, the Kings now 4-1-2 in their last seven games overall, points in 6 of 7. The Oilers winless. They have lost 4 straight, 0-3-1. Back-to-back 5-0 shutout losses here at home. The other night, Winnipeg shut them out 5-0. The Nestle Crunch hits of the game, the fight between Derek Forbert and Patrick Maroon late in the second period. They both traded blows. Nobody was hurt. That coming on the heels of Maroon hitting Doughty, it looked like, with an elbow. He got a match penalty for that. And, of course, on the ensuing five-minute power play, the Kings scored 3 times. So that was the Nestle Crunch hit of the game. Nestle Crunch, anytime, anywhere. It's the taste of fun. Now the highlights. No scoring in the first period, and the only goal in the second period came at 14:21, and this turned out to be all Jonathan Quick needed. Playback underway, and Cassian for the Oilers will hammer it in. Puck picked up by Fantenberg, outlets to Mitchell, 2-on-1 with Andrioff in the zone to Andrioff, in on goal shot, and he scores! Andy Andrioff finishes off the 2-on-1. And the veteran forward Andy Andrioff starts the scoring here tonight in Edmonton. With 5:39 left in the second period, the Kings have a 1-0 lead. And his second goal of the year, Mitchell and Fantenberg with the assist. And for Andy, his first game-winning goal of the year, it came at 14:21. Then where the game really turned around, the 3 power play goals on the major penalty to Maroon. The Kings got them early in the second period, 3 goals in a span of 2 minutes and 58 seconds. At 1:36 of the third period, the first power play goal was scored by Gabrick. Gabrick with it now. For Toffoli, in on left wing, curl and drag, winds up in the corner, feeds it out to McDermott. Now right side it comes, Martinez. Back to McDermott, high slot, to Gabrick, left circle, a shot pass, tipped wide by Toffoli. Toffoli now to Gabrick in the slot, a shot, he scores! Marion Gabrick set up between the circles and got the forehand wrist shot away, beating Talbot up high. And the power play goal here early in the third period by Marion Gabrick makes it 2-0 Kings. His 8th of the year, Toffoli and Martinez with the assist on that goal at 1:36. And then a little over 2 minutes after that, the Kings would score again on the power play. Doughty feeds it to the right side. Now they get it to Kopitar with a shot pass to Fleck. Score! Right at the top of the goal crease, Dustin Brown was there to knock it in. So the Kings get their 2nd power play goal on this major penalty to Patrick Maroon. Dustin Brown hanging around the blue paint again. The original shot from the left side was knocked down, and Brown taps it in. 3-0 Kings. 14th of the year. Kopitar and Martinez assisting at 3:59. That goal tying Wayne Gretzky for 7th on the Kings' all-time goal list, 246. Power play, of course, continued, and the Kings would get another power play goal. Toffoli, right wing boards to Fantenberg for Muzzin. To Gabrick at the left circle. Gabrick holding on, feeds it out to the blue line to Muzzin. Walks the line in the middle, gave it to Gabrick. Gabrick a shot, and he missed the net. Kempe the rebound, off the boards, he scores! Another power play goal for the Kings. Gabrick's shot from the left circle was wide, came off the end dasher boards right in front to Adrian Kempe, who buries it. 3 power play goals here early in the third period. Kempe and the Kings are up 4-0. 12th of the year for Kempe, Gabrick and Muzzin with the assists. We mentioned Jonathan Quick, the number one star with the shutout, 32 saves. One of his best saves of the game came midway through the third period. Doughty stays with McDavid. McDavid gets finished in the corner. And the puck winds up right in front. And a chance save is made. Camilleri robbed point blank by Jonathan Quick. Yeah, the ex-King Michael Camilleri had a couple of good chances in this game. But like the rest of the Oilers, completely shut down by Quick. The game was winding down. And for good measure, Dustin Brown wrapped it up. Puck is worked free. Pearson, leaning on Davidson, was able to get the puck out to center ice. Kopitar with it, fights off a check, feeds it across to Brown, who scores! Oh, a great setup by Andre Kopitar, carrying the puck into the zone on left wing, fights off the check, feeds the puck to the right circle to Brown, and Brown buries it. Dustin Brown's second goal tonight, 15th of the season, the 247th goal of his Kings career. He passes Wayne Gretzky into seventh place on the Kings' all-time goal-scoring list. Dustin Brown, with 1:32 left to play, makes it 5-0 Kings. And that closes it out. Kopitar, a brilliant assist, and Pearson assisting on that Brown goal at 18:28. 5-0, Kings win it. We'll take a look at the scoreboard and the final numbers when we come back. Kings Hockey brought to you by Morongo Casino Resort and Spa. Good times anytime, good times all the time.
The home of Kings Hockey.
790 KABC.
Postgame continues. The Kings shutting out the Edmonton Oilers here tonight by a score of 5-0. And let's get you caught up on the other 11 games tonight.
And tonight in Toronto, the Maple Leafs' three-game home winning streak comes to an end. The Lightning go into Toronto and beat the Maple Leafs by a score of 2-0. Vasilevsky, 22 saves for his league-leading sixth shutout of the season. Final score, Lightning 2, Maple Leafs no score. In Brooklyn, it's the Bruins 5-1 over the Islanders. The Bruins improved to 7-0-2 in their last nine games. Marchand is 16th of the season. The final score in Brooklyn, Bruins 5, Islanders 1. In Philadelphia, it's the Flyers 5-1 winners over the Flyers. Kessel, a goal and assist, his 17th of the season for the Penguins. Washington in Carolina snapped the Hurricanes' six-game home winning streak. In overtime, Alexander Ovechkin's second of the game, 26th of the season. That's tops in the NHL. That's the game winner. Capitals 5, Hurricanes 4 in overtime. San Jose in Montreal hand the Canadiens their fifth straight loss. They defeat the Canadiens by a score of 4-1. Joe Thornton is eighth of the season for the Sharks. New Jersey in St. Louis, the Blues in a shootout defeat the Devils by a score of 3-2. Tarasenko is 17th of the season for St. Louis. Florida had a five-game winning streak going into Minnesota. Minnesota put that to an end. Cullen had a pair. Stahl had a pair. The final score, the Wild 5, and the Panthers 1. Blue Jackets on the road in Dallas beat the Stars by a score of 2-1, snapping the Stars' four-game home winning streak. Bjorkstrand had both goals for the Blue Jackets. He's got 8 on the season. In Colorado, in overtime, Eric Johnson's sixth goal of the season lifts the Avalanche over the Jets by a score of 3-2, ending the Jets' three-game winning streak. Vegas Golden Knights win their eighth in a row. That's tied for the longest in the NHL this year. They improved to 12-0-1 in their last 13 games. They defeat the Predators by a score of 3-0. In goal, Fleury, 28 saves. He improves to 8-1-1 in the season. That's his second shutout of the season. The final score, Golden Knights 3, and the Predators no score. And the only other game just come to an end. In Vancouver, the Anaheim Ducks defeat the Canucks by a score of 5-0. Vancouver just 2 wins in their last 11 games. Raquel extends his goal and point streak to 6 games as he gets his 15th of the season. He also had an assist. Getzlaff with a goal and 2 assists. The final score, Ducks 5, Canucks no score. And that gives you a look at a busy schedule tonight around the NHL.
Final numbers here tonight. Kings outshoot Edmonton 33-32. On the power play, they went 3 of 6. The Oilers were 0-for-3. And the Kings now on the road, 13-6-2, along with Tampa Bay, the most road wins in the NHL. Overall, the Kings are 24-11-5, and they'll keep pace with those Vegas Golden Knights. The Kings, with 53 points, remain 3 behind the Golden Knights for first in the Pacific Division. But more importantly, the Kings put more space between themselves and Edmonton, a division rival. In the standings, the Kings are now 16 points ahead of Edmonton, and we're just about midway through the season. Multiple point games for Marian Gaborik, a goal and an assist. Dustin Brown, 2 goals. Andre Kopitar, 2 assists. Alec Martinez with 2 assists. Jonathan Quick with the shutout. 3rd of the season, 47th of his career. Want to thank our network producers, Art Webb and Andre Padilla. On-site producer, Brendan Dombrowski. And next up, Thursday at Calgary with the Flames. We'll be on the air at 5:30 with the pregame. 6 o'clock play-by-play on Talk Radio 790 and the network. For Darrell Evans, Nick Nixon saying so long and good night from Rogers Place in Edmonton. The final score again, the Kings 5, the Oilers nothing. So long, everybody.